Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, pump it up. Pause it. Why would you do the live version? I mean, just obviously you're not going to do the live version.
Oh, I don't know. I usually like the live version.
No, Shannon. We don't want the live version. It sounds like shit.
Okay, hold on.
It sounds bad and he's going to yell about the government and not sing.
Yeah. There we go. War here on the Real Ass Podcast. What am I going to do? Also, I wish you would have zoomed out a little bit further as I'm... Chrissy over here is moshing with me. That's how fucking hardcore Chrissy Mayer is. She didn't give a shit. Even Zach fucking makes a little bit of a puss face sometimes when I mosh with him. Chrissy just fought right back. She started swinging. I love it. Hardcore Chrissy Mayer. Real Ass Podcast is live. We ain't fucking around today. Only 20 minutes late to start the show. That's not a big deal.
Puerto Rican early.
Fucking Shane Gillis said one of the funniest things I've ever heard him say. Harrington is trying to kiss his ass because that's what we pay him to do. It's the only thing he's even slightly good at. And he goes, Shane, is there anything else I can do for you? And Shane goes, yeah, watch my water.
It's funnier because he wasn't kissing Shane's ass. He was being sarcastic.
Oh, he was kind of being sarcastic.
Shane asked for the air conditioner and then Harrington thought he was going to come in and big dick him. And he's like, anything else I can do for you? Yeah. And then Shane just fucking put a giant cock on the table.
It was great. Yeah. It was really funny.
What? Oh, look at him behind my back being like, no, I actually won that altercation.
No, dude, you flopped a two-footer on the fucking table, bro.
Yeah, Shane doesn't give a fuck. Whether you're an intern or the goddamn owner of the network or podcast, Shane will just fucking smack you around a little bit. And that's why I like having you here, Shane.
I like having you, dude.
I like having you, sexually.
Yeah, bro.
Great show planned today. Shane Gillis here. Chrissy Mayer back.
Yes.
Chrissy looking great as always. Fucking fiery red hair. Oh, shit. Come on. We got to mosh. Sometimes you gotta mosh, Shane. Stop looking at me like that, doggy. Sometimes you feel the music, you gotta throw some fucking arms.
Mosh pits are great for when you need human touch but don't want to ask for it.
See? Exactly.
That's not Lewis's mantra.
It's the rapiest form of dance. You're right.
You ever grind?
Rape dance.
What?
You ever grind in like eighth grade?
Yeah, I grinded, but not
that's
really.
Fucking rape
city,
dude.
I could never dance.
Take who you want.
So the two or three times that I dance with girls. To slow music. I remember the first time ever, Jennifer Stabile was the girl, and I asked her in the sixth grade, there was a dance, and I mustered up the courage to ask this girl to dance. Oh, God, I'm feeling it right now, like, just the nervousness and the awful feeling, and and I asked her to dance, and we danced like it was, like, in the 50s. Like, I held her hand like this, and I held her around the waist.
Great.
It wasn't cute at all. It was fucking... cringeworthy. All the other kids are fucking grinding their dicks on the girls' asses, and I'm just like a little prince.
So
crazy.
Respectful.
We used to do that. We just grinded on chicks.
Did you?
Except I went to like a small
all boys
middle
school.
Yeah, we were just grinding on each other.
Shane, you look like a grinder.
I would grind, dude, pretty hard.
No, he's on grinder.
Oh, right.
And he loves grinders as well. It's a Philly sandwich, right? Do they call it a sandwich of Philly?
No.
Where do they call it
a
grinder?
Oh,
it's a hoagie in Philly.
It's not called Grinder Fest.
I do know what you're talking about.
They call it a grinder somewhere in the world. There's
hoagies and grinders.
Yeah, maybe
and grinders.
Boston or something.
Maybe Philly. I don't know.
There we go.
I thought I was being too loud.
He did. That was a little alpha, a little bit of an alpha move right there. You know what he was saying? He was like, "You don't know how to use a microphone. Let me show you."
I'm sorry, professional comedian. Let me show you how to use a microphone.
Wow,
man, it's good to be here. Always combative, always just a real shitty experience.
Come on, we're not combative with you. You're combative with us. That's the problem.
That's the problem,
you're combative with us. I'm welcoming to Shane every time. I bring him onto the shows. I'm like, hey, dude, hey, come share my audience. Come fucking be great.
Yeah.
We open the show praising one of his jokes, and then he'll do that.
What did I
Here
do?
We go.
Give you a guest spot, let you perform in front of 12 people.
Oh, man, you guys really hooked it up.
People.
You owe me $50 for that.
For what?
You said you were going to give me $50.
Oh, I did. I'll give you $50, of course.
Wow, I'll never forget.
I just remembered.
I got to pay Zach still. I didn't pay Zach for that gig yet.
What?
You want some money too, Chrissy?
Yeah.
Everyone's getting fucking...
Wait, you don't Louis pay Gomez people on the spot?
Today. Nah, I fucking Venmo.
He asked for my Venmo. That's more than I've gotten
That's pretty impressive.
In a long time.
That's it. Come on, baby.
No, that was actually fun.
Yeah, it was a good show.
That was actually a fun show.
Yeah.
I thought those 12 people were going to hate it.
Yeah. No, they had a great time. You know, the next show was five times as many people. They hated it.
Oh, really?
So go figure. Go figure.
They hated it?
No, they didn't hate it. They were cool. I just had a really trash a group of...
25 drunk blonde women.
Well, no, what I found out was it was one of the girls' birthdays, but she had also just lost her husband 2 weeks prior. So, stop looking at Chrissy's
team.
They were ready to party.
I mean, you should just, I can't even, because it was so obvious the way Shane looked at Chrissy's titties just now. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I was making eye contact with him trying to connect, and then he went, whoop.
That's crazy.
Let's do it.
I mean, so her husband died, huh?
Dougie, yeah. So her husband died, and then she came out to celebrate at a comedy show.
Both her fucking pale, luscious husbands.
I should have worn the turtle. Today.
Chrissy, that is distracting. Your boobs, they're out there.
Thanks.
It's not a problem. And they're better than Shannon's because they're real and they don't have to be replaced. Right?
I mean, I might replace them.
You don't have to check the PSI on those things.
Exactly. Shannon rubs off the serial number. She got them on the black market. Listen to me. We have an incredible show plan. We got to get a lot of stuff out of the way because there's so much stuff to talk about today. Okay, we have a script that a fan sent in. We have apparently we're peddling a scam, which we have to get into as well. We have to figure this out. I've peddled a lot of scams. I want to see if this is one of them. Who knows? We're gonna maybe put out the callers. We also have to reply to a podcast who took a shot at us. I mean, maybe we started it. We're going to get into the whole story here and what happened. Great show planned on the Real Ass Podcast today. Thank you for joining us live here on the Gas Digital Network every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, live and free always, gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. But if you want to get access to every episode we've ever done, use the promo code RAP. You get 4-day pre-release on all the episodes in the on-demand library, ad-free, uncensored, and more. Use that promo code RAP. Real quick, let's get the plugs out of the way. Shannon, get that plug music going. Shane, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's it?
May 11th, Helium Comedy Club in Philly. Come to
Sweet.
That. May 11th. Buy tickets now so I look good.
Fuck yeah. Got a lot of Shane Gillis fans out in the Philly area, so go out and see Shane. Chrissy Mayer, what do you got to plug?
Oh, man. Comedy at Stonewall is now going to be next Wednesday instead of next Saturday. We had
That's
to
great.
Move it. And more importantly, I'm going to be in Chicago May 11th at North Bar.
Wow.
So get your tickets, yeah. Chicago.
We're just disrespectful pieces of shit.
Yep.
We're just humming and fucking moaning over Chrissy's voice.
Why would you do that?
I was.
You do
just
that
like
to every
hear, like,
female
a gentle,
guest.
Like,
what,
flesh
every female
slapping.
Guest? That's not true. Just only the attractive
every,
ones.
Every female guest
nope.
that comes in
not
here,
fatties.
He really sexually assaults.
Not fatties. We don't really.
It's kind of nice because then I know I still got it.
Chrissy knows she's
the
hot.
The day I'm not getting harassed is the day I am on the down slope.
Chrissy, down slope. Is that an Asian with downs? Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I'll be here all night. Keep those plugs going. Zach.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amica's Midnight Spook Show. Comics watching horror movies every Friday at midnight. Tonight, it is me, Chris Tinkle, and my animator friend Rob Ufo watching Q, the Winged Serpent. And if you're listening live, my new movie, Return to Nukem High, Volume 2, is at Film Noir Cinema, starting tonight all through the week. A week-long release for a trauma movie? I know what you're thinking. Yep, because Avengers is in theaters and nobody else wanted the spot.
Fuck yeah. I saw the Avengers last night. Shane was supposed to go. He bailed.
I bailed.
I'm seeing it tonight.
It was a fucking so good. 1245 in Harlem, dude.
That was the by the way, Shane said, yes, I would love to go. Then he's like, where? I said Harlem, and it was like, ooh.
All right, well, it was Harlem at fucking, the movie started at 1 a.m., and then Harlem to fucking Queens. That sucks.
Literally, and I mean this. Hold on, look it up right now.
I forgot a plug.
Okay, while Lewis is looking it up, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to be in Kingston, New York, which is like upstate New York, whatever. Kingston, New York, at this place called Tubby's on May 31st. I'm really excited for that, too.
Nice.
Okay, the AMC to Astoria.
Isn't it like the Martin Luther King AMC?
Magic Johnson.
No, Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, dude. I
you,
saw that.
You shot too high.
I saw that Magic Johnson AMC. I was like, that's not where
the
I should
AMC
be,
the AMC Mookie Wilson.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, right now in traffic, 11:32 a.m., 20 minutes in traffic. Late at night, 12 minutes. Door to door.
You're right. You're not wrong about this.
And fucking gentrified. Do you know how many fucking whites were in that theater? That's the other thing. They're not picking you, Shane. Nobody's picking you.
No,
as
I'm
the
not
white
afraid
guy.
Of blacks.
You're afraid of blacks.
That wasn't what I was worried
Shane's
about.
Shane's afraid of blacks.
I've been taking fucking Benadryl like crazy. I was just gassed, dude. I was fucking dead. I was tired at
adrenaline
fucking
dump?
8 when we were talking.
Yeah.
No, sounds no, like some old man shit right there.
It's all good.
I went to an all black show last night. I was the only honky on the show in the room.
What'd you do?
Some fucking Midtown lounge where they all just, everybody in there was fucking smoking weed.
Yeah, of course.
It was weird. I've never even been to anything like it.
They weren't even. Shane's just racist. He just assumes it.
I told him weed was gay and they being black was gay. No, it was fun.
All right, look, man. I guess I don't forget the plug music for me. It doesn't matter, guys. It doesn't matter. Keep it on, sure. Guys, May 1st, that's next Wednesday. I'll be at Uncle Vinny's. That's all I got to plug. Get the special. Get the special. No more plugs. What?
Dip. I also would like to plug Dip.
You can't plug Dip.
Shout out Dip.
Dip like soda.
You don't like Dip?
It's like you're plugging soda.
Ew.
I would like to plug milk and cheese.
I plug milk and Dip.
Gross. Looks like you're putting dirt in your mouth.
And fracking.
I told the guy once he was dipping next to me on a plane. He was sitting right next to me and spitting it into a cup. And I was like, sir,
yeah, please. That's crazy.
And I prepared myself for a big argument about this. The whole time in my mind, I was working myself up. I was like, this is going to be a fucking argument. And I was going like, all right, dude. So, and I was getting myself more and more angry. And then I just simply asked him. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about that. And
right away. I'd be so embarrassed if someone was like, definitely take that out.
That's crazy, though. It's so intrusive when you... I don't care if it's in your mouth, but if you're spitting it into a thing in front of a person that you're that close to.
Yeah, shoulder to shoulder with a stranger.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. You could smell it. I could smell...
Flashstone.
Yeah, not good. So, yeah, guys, get the special. That's the most important thing of all, guys. Grab the special. Louis J. Gomez presents Louis J. Gomez. It's available everywhere. Louis J. Gomez presents LouisJGomez.com, iTunes, Amazon, Gas Digital. Go purchase it right now. Buy the album version if you haven't. Go play it on Spotify if you haven't done that yet. It's a big fucking deal. I appreciate everyone and all the positive feedback. So go do that. That's all I want to plug right now. That's it. We have to respond to who are these podcasts. The funny part is I don't. This is probably my fault, right, Zach?
Most likely. I wasn't here for the initial.
You weren't okay, but you're privy to what happened.
Yeah, just usual Lewis shit.
Yeah, all right, Chris. I'll tell you what happened. And Shane, there's this podcast. Who are these podcasts? And they review other people's podcasts. Okay. And they're
because when you're really good at something, instead of creating your own content, you judge what other people do.
Yeah. So that wasn't sarcasm. He means that. Okay. Yeah.
When you're an elite level of something, you don't like actually focus on what you do.
No.
Who are they? Are they comics?
We're gonna get into this. Carl is one of them, and the other guy, his name was Doug, and he's from a different podcast. Carl invites in a random guest on every episode. Now it turns out Chrissy Mayer was supposed to go on this episode.
I was.
She was supposed to be on. Now, what happened? Because you hit me up. You were like, hey, this podcast, they're going to review your podcast and they shit on these podcasts. They want me to go on. Is that cool? What did I say to you?
I think you were just like, go for it.
No, I said, bitch, if you cross me, I will cut your fucking titties off. No, what did I say?
I don't actually remember.
I said, go. Who cares?
Yeah, I think
go. That'd be fun. You know me more than most people, right? Yeah. You know, you've done the show a million times at this point. So, but why didn't you go on?
I didn't do it.
Why didn't you do it?
I had a bridal shower.
Is that bullshit? They said you were bullshitting about this. There was no bridal shower. You're lying, Chrissy. Why didn't you want to do the show?
I had a bridal shower this week.
Did you not want to?
You're 53. All your friends are married.
No,
what bullshit is this? Yeah.
I don't believe that you shower. None of this is true. Chrissy, why didn't you go on the show? Did you not want to cross me? Were you afraid of the repercussions? Because I am a terrifying human being. I will admit this, okay? Most people, they see me, they're like, this guy's a fucking true supreme alpha. I saw you look up there, Shane. He gets it. It was a Saturday. You didn't feel like going.
It was a Saturday and I had a lot of writing to do. And I was like, for something I'm not getting paid for, I kind of can't be bothered.
Right. I got it.
Into my weekend time.
That's fine.
Does that sound pretentious?
No. A little bit, but that's okay. You're a professional comedian, Chrissy Mayer. You're on the Real Ass Podcast, debatably the best podcast in the world.
If you're hearing this, I'm sorry. I lied.
Without a doubt.
Top five all time.
Yeah. I mean, I do. Look, it's not very good, like, per minute. Like, if you were to break down how funny or how good it is.
Absolutely
not that good.
Not.
But when you consider
per half hour.
I do.
There's a lot of lols. There's a lot of lols on the rap.
LOLs. LOLs, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
laughs.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got it. You guys are great together.
Thank you. We should
both
do a show together.
Sick ass jokes. Like that. That stinks.
Doggy, my jokes were all great. Shane, every joke I do is great on
this
show.
No, there's a lot. Well, it's early. It's early. This show's early.
I do three shows per week.
It's tough to be funny.
An hour and a half to 2 hours per show.
That's incredible.
It's a lot. So when you consider the amount of laughs in that time, it's probably only the same amount of 1 hour of Cumtown, but
yeah.
I'm fucking laugh for laugh.
If you
exactly. That's okay. Yeah.
You're like a Puerto Rican Joe Rogan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I support you.
Thank you. I know you do, baby boy.
Yeah.
So listen, here's how it started. I found out they review podcasts, and I'm a little bit of an egomaniac, okay? So they didn't review my show, and I've been waiting. I heard about these guys 6 months ago at least, okay? They reviewed Cumtown. They reviewed Opie Radio. They reviewed all these shows, okay? And I was like, they're not going to review me. You're going to ignore me, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the number one fucking podcaster in the world. So I guess what would be considered a shot across the bow, I left a voicemail on their hotline. And do you have the voicemail by chance? Why wouldn't you? It's all good. I'll tell them.
Oh, you asked to be reviewed?
Shh. I didn't just ask.
You demanded it.
I said if they did not review me, I was going to dox them and rape their girlfriends.
That means take off their tail.
What?
Dox. I'm like, right? Isn't that when you have a dog, like a schnauzer, and you take their tail off?
No. That means we're going to give out all of their information.
Oh.
Their addresses, their phone numbers.
That's much worse.
Yeah. I don't think they have tails, but I like the thought. I like it. We're going to clip their ears.
Wait, what?
We're going to clip their ears.
With that, though. Was that genuine?
Yes. That's what my ex-boyfriend had a schnauzer, and he got his ears and his tail docked. So that's what I...
Wait, you've never heard doxed?
Only with dogs.
So wait, when you see someone on Twitter, they're like, "Oh, we're gonna dox you." You're like, "Damn, everyone's talking mad shit about ears lately."
Everyone's
ears
real
and tails,
yeah, snipping right and left.
Yeah, we're gonna clip their wings.
All right, can we edit that part out?
No, Chris,
there's nothing wrong with that. That's great.
There we go.
Docked tail. I get it. It's not bad.
Doxing, multiple, like a dachshund.
Yeah. I don't think that's
kind of. That's definitely how you spell dachshund.
I love Chrissy. I would leave Earth with Chrissy right now. She's
Yay!
A great woman.
Let's go to space.
She's a good.
I think you're
chick.
Already there, dude.
She's fucking dope. You leave Chrissy alone, Jane. She's a good chick.
I think Chrissy's great.
You guys, she comes into.
If
Compound
a guy
Media.
Had said that, we would have beat the shit out of him.
We spit in his face.
And the three of us just went, "Yeah, dog, sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah.
We're garbage.
Oh, for sure, just like dachshund."
That's like the little. That's the industry right there. What you just witnessed right there, that was a moment of just what the industry is. Just a girl saying something that's retarded, unfunny, makes no sense, but her tits are out.
She's
all
She's
going to
get a writing job on Animal Planet from that bad joke.
Can you imagine if Lewis said that? We'd be fighting, right?
Hey, there's a chance
we'd
I could say that joke.
We'd be fighting.
I'm not that creative. By the end of the show, I could say that joke. We'll see what happens.
You can make fun of me.
I know you can, Chrissy. You got a thick skin.
Yeah.
Especially in right of your chest.
Super thick.
Really thick. Really thick chest skin. What?
We have the voicemail.
Ugh, I'm so mad at you when Chrissy's here.
Why?
Because you're like trying to feed Chrissy, technically.
I'm trying to
what? Dye your hair
her?
Red. You're not trying to feed
My
her.
My hair's not red.
She's calling you fat, Chrissy. See that fighter?
Last time I was here.
Fighter!
You were going to do a tip cup for her.
Fight.
Oh, she's got a tip cup.
You're going to do a tip cup.
I have it now, Chrissy.
You were ordering it the last time I was here. And oh, wow.
Why did I have to tip you again? I don't remember.
Because you wanted her boobs to be out more.
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't pull them out. Look at her higher fucking shirt.
No, because I did it for a couple of days and you didn't tip me, so.
Chrissy, here's a dollar. Hold on, you're doing great. Time out.
Better not be a dollar coin.
I might not even have a dollar on me, but you know what? I'll give you a Ridge wallet.
Yes, I would love a Ridge wallet.
Go get me a Ridge wallet for Chrissy. Give
it to
her.
Does it come in pink?
Oh, because you shit on Ridge wallet last time you were on the fucking show, you cocksucker.
No, I don't want a Ridge wallet.
You get free fucking products. It's a great fucking wallet, you piece of shit.
You know what I was thinking of? For Christmas time, you should have like.
Do you want a Ridge wallet?
Real ass. Yeah.
Give me extra Ridge wallets. Get two Ridge wallets for my guests here. I'll leave the extra one that I have. Get the blue one for Chrissy. That one's
do
fire.
Pink? Oh, or blue, whatever's cooler.
What?
Nothing. Never mind.
Do you ever think of having wrapping paper for Christmas? R.A.P.
I love her. She should be a writer on the show.
A merch machine.
She just fucking fires them out. Come on, guys. Look at her. She's like a fucking sniper, but she can't hit anything.
She's a stormtrooper.
Just never hits anything once. The whole series. A lot of shots, though.
No
just
taking
a lot of shots.
She's holding it backwards. Ah, shit. Okay. So I may have started this podcast war, okay? But these guys retaliated. So now it's officially on. This is it. What am I going to do? Am I going to fucking ignore a war? Shane. Chrissy,
don't ignore the war.
Chrissy, your boobs are very distracting. Can you pull them out a little more?
Either,
a little more?
Either take Make them out or put them away.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Get on one side of the other.
Pick a fucking
Did
lane.
You bring enough to share with the class?
So here's the thing. Let's pull up some of these clips. Because the episode that they reviewed, we had Graham K and Caitlin Rupert on the show. Correct?
Oof, this isn't looking good to start with.
Look, it wasn't one of our best episodes, but I will say that our worst episode is probably better than 99% of the podcasts that are out there.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Love that attitude.
Hell yeah. Oh yeah, give him some Ridge wallets. Here we go.
Finally.
Oh my God, how many colors do these come in?
A cool case?
This looks like it could be a Tiffany's box.
Oh, yeah, wow. They're not even sponsoring today's show, are they?
Like,
this is just
really
a fucking
quick,
free plug
like,
for
really
them. Ooh, it's making
jewelry.
Me angry. Cut this all out.
Ridge wallet, I apologize for shitting on your
this
product.
This is dope.
All right, stop looking at it now on the show. It's not a fucking advertisement.
Cool
they don't
box.
Get free advertisements.
That box would actually be a great place to keep like receipts and cash.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can't carry
I hope this is the wallet.
That one's cool, right? All right, Chrissy, put it away. Yeah, I give gifts. Who are these podcasts? What do you give your fucking guests? Who knows?
HPV.
Who knows? They do. Well, I also will give you HPV. Don't put my penis inside you without a rubber on it. I'll be honest with you. Okay, let's talk about Infinite CBD really quick, which is the cleanest, healthiest, and purest form of CBD available. Infinite CBD, the sponsor of Skankfest this year. If you guys want to get free Skankfest tickets, go follow Infinite CBD on social media because they're the only way to get all access passes now. They had a bunch that they're going to be giving away for random ways. And if you guys love CBD, and you guys know I do, okay? If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is a non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It does not get you high. It is legal in 50 states, okay? It is what is considered a miracle drug in a lot of circles. Everything from inflammation to insomnia to pain to restlessness to whatever. If you guys do a Google search and if you have some sort of ailment or something that needs to be treated, there's a good chance that CBD can help. The research is out there. Don't just listen to me. Listen to Google, who gets everything right. Go to infinitecbd.com. That's the website. And use the promo code RAP15, R-A-P-15. The entire month of April, they're giving you 20% off of anything you purchase. 20% off of anything you purchase in April with the promo code RAP15 at infinitecbd.com. All right, let's get back into it. So, Shannon, let's hear some of these things that these guys said, because I want to hear what they said. This is Who Are These Podcasts? It's Carl and his guest, Doug, from Who's Right?
Yes. Do you want to hear what they say about you or the guests?
Let's hear what they say about the guests first.
I've got it. A lot of my clips are the autistic one trying to struggle through a story or a sentence, and it's either long pauses or just a string of words that shouldn't go together because they don't make coherent sense. I don't know how you want to jump around. I don't know what you got. I don't know what you want to do.
I have a lot of things to talk about, but I like this idea of zooming in on Graham K. And when we say the autistic one, he does a podcast about autism.
Yeah, so that's my number four.
All right.
Let's talk about this for a second.
All right, so you know, they're right. Graham stinks. I'll give him that, you know? He's a little bit long-winded, a little bit autistic, and he's too good-looking. Kind of makes me angry. So fine. I give them that point. They made a good point. Give me something else. What else did they say?
He's like this an affirmative action Andrew Schultz.
A funny joke about Caitlin's tattoo.
Caitlin Rupert is also back on the show. Very happy to have you here,
hey,
Caitlin.
Hey.
What's going on? Did we ever talk about your tattoo? What is that supposed to be?
It's a lady. I don't know. It's a Sailor Jerry tattoo. Steve Boltz did it. I'm getting another one. I'm getting a rat or a mouse here.
Okay.
Who fucking cares?
Thank you.
Have some sort of funny story or analogy or something to say. So you got a tattoo? Yeah, I'm getting another one too. Hey, fuck off.
All right.
They're just picking apart the small talk.
Yeah. But you know, that wasn't a great story about her tattoo. What am I going to do?
I don't know. It's
they're not wrong.
It's hard to listen to.
But the
even the
my
clips
pod.
They're playing, that's
yeah,
hard
no,
to
I'm,
listen to.
I'm 100%.
So I can't even imagine what this sounds like.
They had to listen
to this.
Imagine having to listen to them listening to my podcast.
Good Lord.
This is like fucking, this would literally be hell for some people.
Yeah.
Imagine this was it. This would be hell. They're like, you have to listen to Lewis listening to somebody else listen to his podcast.
In a cab.
I think they should listen to like five. You know what
Do
I mean?
Do you know
like,
how many cab rides I've been in with Lewis where he puts on Legion of Skanks?
Oh yeah.
And then
Jesus
I have to go,
Christ.
Lewis, the driver's black. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
What?
You play Legion of Skanks to cab drivers?
Sometimes. They gotta know.
They
so I just
know.
Play stories about me beating up cab drivers for making wrong turns. That I stare at them. I don't even have to say anything. What do they say about me? Because they are taking these shots at the guests on the show, and I got to be honest with you, these were, you know, look, Caitlin's fine, Graham's fine, on their own they're okay, right? But you gotta pull them up. We gotta bring another
it's
guest.
It's crazy
in.
That you're fucking joining these guys and shitting on your guests right now.
No, look, when they make points, Shane, I'm not a fucking asshole phony. I'm not gonna see her when somebody makes a good point and not. I'm gonna just fight them for the sake of fighting them. What do they say about me? Go.
I like Lewis J. Gomez. I like his comedy. I'm a fan of his.
I've got a note here, and my note is, this is what happens when a funny guy surrounds himself by people who have no interest in entertaining others.
That's...
Ooh. These guys are making some fucking points here. I like what
I
they're saying.
You like what they're saying.
I yeah. like what they're saying. Oh, time out. Time out 1 second. That made a lot of sense.
Does
that should be the bio of the show. What happens when a funny guy surrounds himself with unfunny people that what?
I have no interest in entertaining anybody.
That's a fucking solid bio for this show. I like it. I got no problem with this. Do they say anything else about me? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Scott.
It's not a joke.
You can tell someone you're gonna rape their girlfriend if it's a joke, but this is not a joke.
I'm breaking down how funny I am.
So I know my co-host Anthony, Jody B from Po' Boys Podcast, they're both big fans of his.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I just really wasn't aware of him. And I'm going to end up subscribing to the podcast as long as he doesn't have anybody else on.
Yeah.
If it's like a stand-up.
This is maybe a new thing. I may not have guests anymore. I may do this Bill Burr Monday morning podcast style, which a lot of people have called me like an A-grade Bill Burr. That's been said about me before. I don't want to disparage Bill Burr. He's been called the B-grade Louis J. Gomez. But, you know, that's the same thing, technically. So I like... Look, here's the thing. Can I be honest with you? I like what these guys do. It's a quality
it's so
fucking
funny.
Show. What
it's
am I
so
supposed
funny.
To do? It's a quality show and they have good ideas. I'll invite them on Gas Digital right now. You know? They did a really great job. But can I tell you the problem? I told them that I wanted them to come and bring some fucking heat for me. Okay. That's what I wanted. I wanted to bring some heat to the Real Ass Podcast. I threatened to dox them and rape their girlfriends. And they did not bring any heat. They trashed my guests, but they didn't trash the Real Ass Podcast. They didn't trash
okay,
me.
In their defense, though, that probably didn't freak them out because they didn't have tails or long ears.
Or that girlfriends.
No. Here's the one thing. Carl does have a girlfriend. Okay. And we actually, we found her.
Okay. I swear to God, this is true. Harrington, bring in this fucking pig. Bring her in.
Oh my God. She's really here.
Bring her in. Yeah, she's here.
Wow. I'm getting a little turned on.
There we go. There we go.
Somebody went to the Chrissy Mayer School of What to Wear on a Podcast.
You guys just had this rope here.
Sit her down. Sit her down.
Right over here.
Love this the fucking top.
So here's what's going to happen. You can leave her standing. It doesn't even matter. Whatever it is.
You're fine.
So, yeah, we're not worried about her comfort.
So here's the thing, okay?
Wow.
These guys, they want to fucking not come at me the way that I tell them to. Oh, do you think that I am not going to follow through on my fucking threats? Okay? Do you think I'm not going to follow through on my threats? Okay? This is Carl's girlfriend. Okay? Her name is Christina. She's tight as shit. Don't ask me how I know. Okay? Tight as fuck. Okay?
And
what we're going to do throughout the show is we're going to sexually penetrate her against her will. Okay. It's a Real Ass Podcast exclusive today here on the Real Ass Podcast. Listen, hey, pig slut. Over
what?
This way.
Oh, sorry.
hey, because your boyfriend couldn't have some fucking balls, you're going to actually get a lot of balls today. All right. Harrington, go take her in the bathroom right now and fucking rape her.
God.
Go take her in the bathroom right now. Right now, Harrington. Aggressively. I don't want you to do it nice. I want her to feel it. Thank you.
You got it, boss.
And when you're done raping, Shane needs more water.
And when it's my turn, let me know.
Oh, Chrissy, you're going to rape her as well.
Yeah, I'll be nice, though.
Shannon's going to rape her. It's going to be a lot. And Shane?
I'm not raping.
Shane?
No rape.
Shane, really? You can't just join in on the fucking raping.
I can't rape.
Why?
Don't be that guy.
My girlfriend won't let me.
Yeah, my girlfriend said.
Shane.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're not going to rape Carl's girlfriend.
What are you doing on this, dude?
What? I kidnapped a woman.
I'm not coming down here anymore.
Well, I kidnapped a girl and I'm going to rape her on the show because he didn't review my show the way that I wanted him to. How is that not completely logical to you?
I did like the ISIS music.
Zach's idea.
If they were scientists that, you know what I mean? Like, scientists take multiple samples to have a theory about something and review something. They just
listen to... Who's about to take multiple samples?
They listen to one episode.
Carl's girlfriend.
Oh!
Jeremy,
they just listen to one. That's not a fair
fucking
judge.
Carl's girlfriend. And look, we're gonna rape her throughout the show, okay? We're all gonna get a piece. We're all gonna get a turn on her, okay? We're gonna get her review of each raping probably throughout, which is kind of fun. And you know, that's gonna happen. Also, we're giving out information about Carl throughout the show as well. So that's gonna be coming on. And a special surprise at the end of the show about Doug, because Doug was very difficult to find information on, okay? And I liked Doug. A lot of people were like, dude, Doug is the fucking least interesting broadcaster on the planet. That's what people said to me. And I was like, that's impossible. I don't believe that. So I went and listened to it. I was like, no, this guy is fucking fire, dude. He's hilarious. And he fucking is so interesting and funny. What's his podcast?
Who's Right?
Shannon, do they have a Patreon?
Yes.
Look it up really quick. We're going to subscribe to his Patreon right now on the show.
I have a Patreon.
Not subscribing to Chrissy's. Not unless she gets those titties out.
That's what's on the Patreon.
Damn, you're really submitting to these dudes.
Hell yeah. How many subscribers does he have?
Harrington said 13.
13?
Yep, $35 a month.
Fuck yeah, dude. He makes $35 a month, dude.
I don't know, dude. He's got hashtag dark humor.
Okay, there we go. 13 patrons.
Hey, all humors matter.
Right now, let's subscribe. What is the highest rate that you can subscribe for? You must be 18. $20 a month. That's fucking crazy. But you know what? You know what? I want to be a chief petty officer of the Who's Right podcast. Subscribe me, Shannon. I am the chief petty officer of the Who's Right podcast.
You now. Realize you technically own half of that podcast now.
I love Doug. Doug was dope, and we have a special surprise regarding Doug later on in the show. It is the Who Are These Podcasts Day here on the Real Ass Podcast. We will also convince Shane to penetrate this woman. What if we do this, Shane? What if we break her down so much that she stops begging for us to stop? And when you come in at that point, she's almost like, what do they call that?
It's almost consensual.
Yeah. But
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah. What if she has Stockholm Syndrome and she's now enjoying it in a weird way?
Yeah, you're like the
hold
nice
on,
girl.
Hold on.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Wait. What if we told you she was full of candy?
That's a horse of a different color.
Oh, that's mean. She was a little bit, you know, horsey. I would say that. It's a good way to describe her.
I've been described as horsey.
Fuck you.
Really?
Yes. In every roast battle.
Oh, because of your teeth.
I have big gums.
You have big gums. That's all right. You know, Chrissy, you can't be perfect.
You can't be perfect.
What, you if know? You didn't have big gums, you'd literally be a perfect woman.
Yeah. Wow, thanks.
It's just, you know, what are we going to do?
What are you going to do?
You know?
Hey, at least people want to fuck horses.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Actually, of all the animals to fuck, that's really
how yeah.
Horse is a good
actually,
one.
Actually, Chrissy's not even talking. We put peanut butter on our nose before the show.
A horse could actually, like, fuck you back.
Yeah, a horse killed that guy. Remember?
He did. I remember. Yeah. Let's talk about some of these things because we're gonna keep on bringing Christina, Carl's girlfriend, in, and we will dox him throughout the show. We did go see the Avengers last night. You didn't go? Were you just not interested in seeing the movie either,
don't
Shane?
Don't spoil it.
I would have seen it if it was a little earlier, but no, I don't care about that movie that much.
Mm.
I don't care about the Avengers movies, wow. Really.
I really do enjoy a good superhero movie. I want to see it without my son as well, because I'm supposed to take him on Sunday to see it, and I wanted to just go and get stoned and a little drunk and go with my buddies. And
yeah, it would have been fun.
Different experience. Because with him, like, if he wants to go to the bathroom at one point, doesn't matter what, because he's not following the fucking thing. So he's got to go to the bathroom. I'm leaving. That's it. I got to go to the bathroom. There's no debate. So it was great. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the movie. There was some gay shit. Harrington went too. Harrington, what would you say was the best part of the movie?
Sitting next to you, boss.
I'm way too tired. The favorite part of the movie, probably the Captain Marvel scenes.
Does she die? I kind of want her to die. Is that bad?
I don't like Captain Marvel. She got that flat
irritating.
Ass. Did you see that meme with her and Spider-Man and their asses?
And how much nicer Spider-Man's
asses? Oh my
asses.
Fucking God, dude. Spider-Man's ass is voluptuous and sexy. And this bitch has got a fucking pancake ass. It is like, you know, she's wearing, the problem is the suit, they needed to fucking make it a better thing because she's thin, so it's good enough. And the suit is just a little baggy in the ass. Look at this.
Oh, she needed booty pads.
Yeah, doggy, it's not good. Yeah, I didn't even see that movie. I don't give a fuck about her at all. So when she came on the screen, people are cheering. I'm like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? There was two annoying things in the movie. Spoiler alert right now, okay? And this is going to sound a little alt-righty of me. Sometimes I go into these things, and that's fine, okay?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Number one, there's a scene where all of the fucking female Avengers get together. Like, Captain Marvel's like, I gotta get through this thing. And Spider-Man's like, well, how are you gonna get through that thing? She's like, and then another female comes through. She's like, she'll have our help. And then they're all there, like, all the female Avengers are there. And it's so cringy.
And they all take their tampons out and.
Yes, and it was like, ew! The Thanos' army just splits. It's like, disgusting. It smells like pennies.
Smells like female empowerment.
It was just so cringy and awful, and it's so forced in. And I know Mike Lawrence will, you know, at that moment started crying fucking tears of gay joy. It's just why? I don't, like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Why does there have to be that moment where we have to, look, fucking female power, hoorah. And it's just, they're not even the good Avengers. The bitches aren't the good ones. Come on, Harrington. Give me your fucking dumb smirk. No, they're not. Okay? There's two good bitches. And then everyone else is the bitch on the horse.
Dude, it took everyone what Captain Marvel did in like a second. She's the Superman of this universe. She beats the shit out of the Hulk.
Thank you very much. He is a notorious FAG. Yeah, Captain Marvel's a punk.
I think you can... Send a message of female empowerment without pandering so much.
I agree.
Hitting people over the head with it, because that's like not respecting your audience's intelligence.
I agree. Thank you, Chrissy.
Wow, yeah. That was pretty good.
Mm.
Thanks. I'm partnered.
That was empowering.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. I feel empowered every time Chrissy talks.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. So I don't really give a shit. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. It's just, it doesn't need to be shoehorned in every single time, every single fucking movie. And you're a little bit of an FAG sometimes, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about something like this? Because like, you don't think it's just a little bit too obvious?
Yeah, I think it seems so, I don't need it spoon fed to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I just don't care.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I can't, like, it doesn't really matter. I'll still go see the movie. It's still fun. You know, it's just annoying. And then there's another thing. The other one's a big spoiler, right?
Don't do it.
Is it not a big spoiler, Harrington?
Let me know.
I genuinely don't know which one you're talking about.
By the way,
the new Captain America.
Oh yeah, kind of is.
It took everything I had because I knew the spoilers, and when you texted me, I have an extra ticket. I was just gonna list all the things that I knew.
That would have been genuinely funny.
I couldn't do it. That would have been really funny. I didn't want to ruin your night.
But nothing was really. Guess what? The universe survives. That's the. Who cares? That's not really a big spoiler. I mean, we knew they were all coming back. We knew the universe was surviving. It's just who snaps their finger. Who does it? And then the new Captain America is. How about this? Pause it or fast forward for a minute, and then we won't. Or fast forward for 2 minutes from now. Okay, I'm going to keep track. It's at 39 minutes right now. Fast forward 2 minutes.
Are you about to spoil it? Because I'm watching it tonight.
Oh wait, you're
I'm
watching.
Seeing the movie tonight.
This isn't a real spoiler.
I got a feeling it is.
It's not a real spoiler.
I've got a feeling he's definitely going to ruin
this movie.
Who cares
about this one? Who cares about this spoiler? It doesn't matter. This one doesn't matter. Harrington, were you freaking out about this one? Are people caring about this?
It's a big one.
You're a fucking
It is. It
pothead.
Is. If you're a nerd like me who knows Kevin Feige's name, because apparently that makes you a mongoloid, it's a
That's
big spoiler
not what
for
makes you.
You
a mongoloid.
Are you talking about when Captain America uses Thor's hammer?
Oh, that's brutal, dude. That one's a great moment.
What's that?
That's a spoiler.
I saw it on the internet. I don't
That's
care.
A fucking big spoiler right
Was
there.
It? Well,
oh, man.
They already fast forwarded.
Oh, that one hurts.
Really?
Well, all right. You know what? They did fast forward. We do have another minute and 15 seconds before they're not going to get that one. All right. So I'm saying it. Chrissy, I'm sorry. New Captain America's black. Captain America comes over and he gives the shield.
Nobody snaps like a black woman.
He gives the shield to a black guy and is like, try it on. And then the black guy
turns
into his car.
Oh, Captain America's black now?
The new Captain America's going to be black.
Oh. Thank God.
Captain Chicago. That's what they're calling him. It's pretty good. I don't even know who the guy is. He's a bug face motherfucker. Who's the guy that played?
That's even more racist than you meant.
Is it? Who is it?
Anthony.
Who is he in the series, dummy?
Falcon.
Okay, so Falcon's the new Captain America. That's a big spoiler, right? Oh, we have 35 seconds before.
So annoyed.
We can say these. What? Did you know even who Falcon was?
Yes.
Shut up, Chris.
There's
no, you
a bird,
didn't.
Hawkman. I follow it.
It's not Hawkeye. It's Falcon.
Oh, same.
Right? You don't even know the fucking difference. Sense. So this guy,
Hold on,
we have 15 seconds. So he's going to be the new Captain America because nobody get. So, but that's they see how popular fucking what's his name is.
Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther.
Chadwick.
Yeah. Oh, but that's it. We can't talk about it anymore. No more spoilers.
Good.
You give a big one.
Did I?
That's a big one.
I don't. Is it?
That's a big one, man. That's a moment where that was the only moment in the movie that I went, wow, okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Sorry.
Who cares?
Thanks a
lot. It's not real. It's fine.
It is really all
I feel bad because I'm sure a lot of the people watching this.
No, we told them. We told them to fast forward.
Yeah, but I kind of snuck that one in.
But if they didn't fast forward, then they fucked up because they didn't know what I was going to say.
Put in a tip first and then.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, real quick. Bring Christina back in here.
Harrington, let's keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, Harrington really, he went to town on her. Hit that music again, Shannon. Each time she comes in, I'd love to hear it.
Music really sells it.
Music is.
There she is.
It's like a coming of age ceremony.
There we go. So, Christina, how was Harrington? How was he? Okay. Good. He was that good. I like it. Good. All right. Very nice. Did you see the new Avengers movie yet? Did you enjoy it?
Don't ruin it for her, too.
Hey, spoiler real quick. Fast forward for a second here because I got to give her the spoilers. This is actually, you know what? Fuck it. She's got to take it, too. Fast forward for 30 seconds from right now. Okay. New Captain America's black.
Your boyfriend's a faggot. Your boyfriend's a talentless hack faggot.
Also, Captain America uses Thor's hammer. Hulk snaps his fingers. Chrissy didn't know that one.
God damn it, you fucking dick!
But then the last time, it's not the last one. 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Who else wants a turn on Christina? Why don't you give Ralph a turn on her? My business partner, Ralph. He's got a big one, too. You know what? No, make him go last because
Ralph
too
technically
big.
Gets 50% of all the rapes.
That is true. You know what? Shannon, you're going to rape her digitally. Okay.
Digital.
With your fingers. That means
like
not
on the internet.
No, oh. not by memes. Okay. It's gonna be with your fingers. Okay.
All right.
Take her into the bathroom right now. Have your way with her. This is what happens when you don't come at me the way that I want you to. Everyone just realize that. Okay. If I tell you to come at me and you don't come at me and I threaten to rape and dox you, it's gonna happen every time. I'm a man of my word. If nothing else, I'm a man of my word.
So what do we got next?
What else is going on here? All right, you want to do the script? Because we got a script written by some fans.
God damn it.
What?
Dude. Before the show, I was like, this. I had a slight idea. All I knew about was the script. I didn't know we were going to
have more fun.
Have this.
I didn't know you were going to ruin the Avengers for me.
And then I was like, it's not that.
Single happy woman in this place today. I got to be honest with you.
I mean, I'll fake it, but.
Thanks.
I was like, this isn't that bad. And Lois was like, come on, dude. It's nothing. This isn't that bad.
It's not bad. What?
All right.
What?
Nothing.
We're really raping this girl. What?
All right.
It's not a joke.
All right. This is good.
I want the title of this episode so bad to be Zach and Lewis ruin the Avengers, parentheses, and rape a girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought less the rape bad. Would be the worst part.
No, really. I mean, who knows? All right, gentlemen and lady, let's talk really quick about People's Choice Beef Jerky, which is LA's original small batch beef jerky, family business from California that makes quality jerky, and they've been in business for over 85 years. Shan, I know what you do. You go to Wawa, you get that fucking mass-produced, chewy, hard, garbagey, plasticky...
Slim Jims.
Jerky. I don't want to name names.
Oops.
You know, who knows? Slim Jim might be great, but I'm just saying, doggy, you know, this is not what this is. This is real fucking meat. It's soft, it's chewy, you put it in your mouth, you're like, you know what, dude, I don't want it. I feel at home. As soon as this warm meat is in your mouth, you're like, you know what? I've arrived.
I could go for some warm meat in my mouth right now.
People's Choice Beef Jerky. It's handmade in small batches, and I love the cowboy pepper. That's my favorite flavor. I like a little bit of kick to my jerky. Loaded with protein and key vitamins and minerals. Great for high energy and great on the go. Right now, go to peopleschoicebeefjerky.com. peopleschoicebeefjerky.com. They have a diverse line of products and flavors. Use the promo code RAP. 20, you get 20% off anything you order. I had a buddy who sent me a receipt. He ordered like $400 worth of jerky the other day. He's like, dude, this better be good. I was like, Jesus Christ, wow. You're a fucking psycho. But yeah, do that, guys. Everyone go order that much jerky. Yeah. Fucking lunatics. 20% off right now, so make it a big order, right? RAP20 is the promo code. PeopleChoiceBeefJerky.com is the website. All right, where were we? All right, so look, this is a script. This is a script written by a fan. Who's the fan that wrote this script?
All right. The email is, Nick. His name's Nick.
Yeah, Nick wrote this. And what's the prize again? I don't remember all the things I promised people.
This is that they're going to get it animated. A 3 to 5 minute.
And they're going to show it at Skankfest.
Yeah, that. It adds to every
In
week.
6 weeks? We're going to show it at Skankfest?
Yeah, we're going to animate it and show it at Skankfest during the film festival.
Literally impossible. I don't even know if the film festival section's happening at Skankfest.
So you're going to record this and then animate it.
Do they also get a free trip to Skankfest because of it? No, I didn't say that.
No.
Thank God.
You gotta stop that. Giving those away.
I throw that out there sometimes for no reason. I'm just a little drunk. I'm like, you know what? You got a free trip to Skank.
You're not Oprah.
Yeah. It's not good. So this is, I guess we could have Chrissy be the narrator. Okay. And who's it? Just me, Shannon, Zach, and Shane, and that's it?
And Harrington.
And Harrington did it too. Okay. Oh, I'm just not, I only have lines in the first half. Okay. We'll see what happens. It's gonna be interesting. Okay, so this is A Lusty Maiden, a real-ass story of redemption, part of the real-ass fan fiction script contest, where the winner will be animated.
I'm reading some of this. This is fucking
showing
great.
At Skankfest. Okay, so Chrissy, you're the narrator, and then everyone else is playing themselves, and... scene.
It's a Wednesday morning in the Gas Digital studio sometime after the conclusion of that day's Real Ass podcast. As always, Shannon and Mike are sweating profusely in the humid confines of the producer's booth while haphazardly mashing buttons trying to appear productive. Meanwhile, in the studio, Luis Gomez.
You son of a bitch.
No, Jay. And his cartoonish sidekick, Zach.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever called me.
Bask in the afterglow of churning out yet another other podcast for their handful of questionable fans. Shane Gillis sits in the guest seat, demurely waiting to be spoken to, knowing that one careless word could mean the end of his career at the hands of a Puerto Rican madman.
So, so true.
You, Lewis.
Oh, yeah. God fucking damn it. Guys, I popped a Blue Chew a few hours ago, and now I'm having a terrible fucking headache. Why didn't anyone tell me there are actual consequences for abusing pharmaceuticals?
So basically you're telling us that you're rock hard now? Gross, dude.
What do you want me to say here, Shane? Should I lie? I am rock hard, and my head is goddamn killing me. Shannon, give me your kratom, you bitch.
Shannon meekly speaks into the mic, but no audio comes through the headphones.
Sweetie, we can't hear you.
But Lewis, I only have 70 capsules left. There's barely enough to keep me going through the day. If I don't have my kratom, the crushing reality of having such a dusty, unused vagina will send me into a suicidal spiral of depression.
Shannon!
Okay, but only on one condition.
Oh, no. No, no. Please, dear God, no.
I need you to root out this pesky hymen that keeps growing back. I keep trying to punch it out with my toys, but I don't have good leverage to really get at it. I'm so afraid a cricket will get caught in my uterus when it heals over.
What? Whoa, dude, this baby lady is fucking lit. You know you can count on me, Shannon.
Shut the fuck up, Shane. Okay, this is going to have to be a team effort. I need the kratom first, though. Zach, Shane, Harrington, you fat piece of shit, get your incompetent ass in here. Between the four of us, we have at least 6 inches, which is way more than you deserve, you whore.
15 minutes later, we find Lewis knotted out, sprawled over the table, face down with his pants around his ankles and brown streaks down the back of his thighs. Zach is pantless and sucking his thumb, huddled in the corner as a single tear rolls down his cheek. He never wanted it to happen this way.
Incorrect.
Shannon is completely nude, except for a black cowboy hat and huge neon pink strap-on dildo. She is pounding away at the gaped asshole of an oddly calm Shane Gillis. Is it Gillis? Gillis, who is nonchalantly working on his own, on opening his third can of Citrus Skull for the day.
Fuck yeah.
He's on the floor on his hands and knees, softly humming to himself as he's pummeled mercilessly.
Shut your bitch ass up, Gillis. I'm so disappointed in all of you. None of you even came close to busting my cherry. I ended my decade-long vow of chastity for this bullshit. Where the fuck did Harrington go?
Just then, the doors to the studio slam open, and Harrington stands in the doorway, naked, except for white knee-high socks, and his body drenched completely in baby oil. His fat face is the complete mismatch to his hairless, lean, muscular body. He's a fat-faced Adonis, shining in the studio lights like an Olympian god. He's rocking an impossibly thick 9-inch semi that hangs well below half-mast. He strides confidently towards Shannon, flicks off her hat, then rips off the strap-on, away for her unkempt bush. Her rigid tits sway pendulously. Her rigid tits sway pendulously with the sudden violence of it.
I don't go for any of that gay-ass butt stuff.
Harrington picks up Shannon with one arm and lifts her onto the table, planting her ass right next to Lewis' face as he grunts peacefully in a kratom-induced coma. Shannon is speechless as she surrenders herself to the moment.
I had to leave for a moment to work up this boner. If I had taken a Blue Chew, I would doubtlessly split you open. I can never make that mistake again. Not after the incident.
Harrington's eyes glaze over momentarily.
Shannon, I've lusted for you since the moment we first met. Do not worry, my sweet. This is hard as I can naturally get. Years of self-abuse and degradation has taken its toll on me.
With a Herculean effort, Harrington enters Shannon and perforates her maiden head in one thrust. As he slides in, it feels like a cat's tongue against his cock. He is relieved when his half-engorged manhood is quickly lubricated with the blood from her cursed hymen.
Hell yeah.
Shannon shudders in ecstasy, coming with every thrust.
Really does. This is real. This is a little too real.
Lewis's face is repeatedly spattered by their combined coital discharge. He smacks his lips, but does not wake up.
I love you, Mike.
Shut up.
Our story ends as we see a horrified Kim Congdon through the glass into the booth. She weeps silently in shame as she covers the eyes of a bawling baby James.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Great job. That was a great,
got the
great
whole family
script
in there.
I loved it. I don't even remember the last one. I remember what happened in it. That one was so good that was great. How many scripts do we have?
In the last one, we all peed in Harrington's butt.
Yeah, that's true. That was good.
That's not this. This was a masterpiece.
I think we have two or three others so far. Another one has Ari and Nick Mullen, though.
Yeah, I got to try to book Ari and Nick Mullen. It's going to be hard to get everybody based off of our script needs. We're going to have other people play these people at one point, guys. Great stuff, guys. realassofficial@gmail.com if you want to send in your fan fiction scripts. And yeah, we'll read them on the show. That was fun. I enjoyed it. I did. So what is up with fucking BetterHelp? Is this a scam? Is this a scam? Let me say this. I don't need any one particular advertiser. The company works with 100 different advertisers. I don't need to work. I'm not like hard up for ads. If you listen to the show, there's usually at least two or three ads per show. I do three shows per week. You know, Believe You Me is sold out on ads. Legion of Skanks sold out on ads months in advance. So there's no part of me that would need to work with any particular company.
And we got shit coming, too. We got Robbie Bernstein fucking sending misspelled pitches to companies all over the
great.
Country.
It's really great.
He spelled my fucking name wrong in my promo code for my show. He spelled my name. My promo code is ZACH.
Yeah. Well,
it's not my fucking name.
It's kind of funny.
It's enraging.
Zach plus H for hell. See?
I said it's for hard, healthy boners.
Hell yeah. So here's the deal. Okay. BetterHelp, we started promoting this company, and I had a few people hit me up, and they were like, oh, that company's a scam. And then I started doing research on it, and I guess the scam. Can you fill me in, Harrington, please? If do you know anything about it? I've read about it a little, but I want to make sure that I'm understanding it correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is people are pointing to the FAQ page for BetterHelp, and there's one line here that reads, we do not control the quality of the counselor services, and we do not determine...
Wait, before you say that, let me tell what BetterHelp is, okay? And they're not advertising on today's show, so this isn't even a read for them. What they do is it's online therapy. So instead of going to see a therapist in real life, you could do Skype sessions with them, or you could chat with them, or you could do phone calls with them, and they assign you a therapist for a monthly fee. And
I'm sure they're great because, like, when you call a phone sex hotline, it's definitely a hot chick on the other side.
But no, I have to be honest with you. I'm seeing a therapist. I've had two sessions with her, and it's been great. I've seen plenty of therapists in real life, and it's been shitty. And I've seen a couple therapists in life that have been great as well. But you have to go through a vetting process of finding a therapist that makes sense. That's just the truth. You have to connect with them on some level. I can understand how if I had somebody who was really fucked up, that like was like a paranoid schizophrenic, had big old titties. Couldn't have people say, oh, sorry. If I had somebody who's really fucked up, I probably wouldn't recommend them to go and start doing random Skype sessions with a person online. But if you're a person that just wants to talk to somebody and kind of like get through your shit, I've had a very positive experience with this. I don't think it's necessarily the people's experiences that people are talking about. Continue with what you were saying about the FAQ in the terms of service.
Sorry, let me pull it back up. We do not control the quality of the counselor service, and we do not determine whether any counselor is qualified to provide any specific service, as well as whether counselor is categorized correctly or matched correctly to you.
Jeez. See, but in the terms of service that I read, it specifically said that they have to have certain accreditation.
You got it.
Skills.
But no, they have to have a degree. They have to have my understanding. Check the terms of service. Because here's the deal, right? If it's just a random person on the internet, like no, I wouldn't tell my people to go see them.
Yeah, you should just use chat roulette.
Yeah, in that case,
talk to some dude jerking off in Thailand.
If you're mentally ill, don't use this. But if you're lonely,
yeah. But no, I mean, if you're my understanding of it is that they kind of cover their ass in the terms of service. They say, you know, we can't determine if this person is going to help you in any way. We can't be held responsible if you find out that this person isn't actually accredited. Because if, let's say this person goes and scams BetterHelp and uploads fake documents, right? And they you know, they're just covering their ass so they don't get in trouble. Similarly, to if Uber, if their drivers get into an accident, right? They cover their ass. Like when you sign your terms of service to Uber, if you get raped by your Uber driver, you can't sue Uber. You can, and you will. But the reality is you're signing off on terms of service that says you can't, Uber isn't held responsible for anything that the drivers do on an individual basis. So is there anything else to it, Shannon? Well,
Oh, so I looked that up, and it does say that they check that everybody is verified in the state that they practice in, so they go through that. So exactly, like, they do verify everyone, but it also says in there it's up to the sole discretion of the user to then do their own homework to verify the person, which makes sense.
I just feel like that's sort of any third-party service. Shannon, what are you going to say?
There's also something in the FAQs where the question is, can BetterHelp substitute for traditional face-to-face therapy?
Yeah.
And it said the professional is obviously a license and credentials, but please note that your provider won't be able to make any official diagnosis to but they are able to provide therapy and counseling. So it's saying it's kind of...
Yeah, they're not going to be able to get you drugs. It's not... maybe they're... I don't know. I didn't even delve that deep into it. I just don't... How is that a... I just feel like, how is that a scam? I mean, I just kind of feel like the company itself is separating. They're connecting you to counselors that are out there. If there are counselors that are out there that are shitty, you know, obviously, you know... But that's... If I've walked into 100 or literally probably a dozen different counselors' offices in my life... And half of them were really shitty. Half of them were people that were there to pick up a paycheck. With this, you can click a button and say, I don't want to see that counselor again. Going through the process of finding a counselor online in New York City is a really... there's a website. I forget the name of the website, but I used it to try to find a counselor. And then you have to call over and over again, find the right people. Everyone's schedules are super busy. It's kind of a difficult process. Maybe not in other parts of the country. But for me, I thought it was a cool service. Here's the thing. I'll say this much. To the fans of the show... let me know. If you guys think this is legitimately a scam, my fans, I don't want fucking... Here's the other people are going... Some people have tweeted at me, being like, dude, that thing's a scam. And then I'm like, how so? And they don't even know. They just heard the term scam. Because what happened was about 6 months ago, a bunch of YouTubers, people were giving them shit for promoting this company because of the terms of service. I'm going to look into it more, but I believe they also updated the terms of service to sort of address the BS. But I am also not going to just not promote a company that I think is pretty good. I'm having a good experience with it because of just some sort of fake thing. Because
YouTube... They give me money and I put it in my pocket. It's a great experience.
Yeah, but they do. I mean, that was the other thing they were saying. Like, they were...
We should have one of them Skype in and we can talk to them for like a half hour.
Well, they were saying the YouTubers...
I think if it sucked, they wouldn't have told you to try it.
I agree. I my experience has been good so far, but maybe I'm wrong. If you've been using the service and you don't like it and there's something that I'm missing here, please hit me up. I swear to God, I don't need the money from BetterHelp. I can work with any of the other promoters. I have four other companies right now that want to work with the show and we're trying to fit them in. There's no part of me that needs it, but I genuinely did start working with them and I got excited about it. When they said they were doing it, I was in LA. I did a session with my counselor and I wouldn't have been able to do that. I just would, you know, so... For me, it's been really good, but if maybe I'm missing something crazy here, maybe it's not the terms of service. They were also giving the YouTuber shit because they were like, they were doing reads and they were like, well, you might not know is that BetterHelp pays these YouTubers. You're like, do you think we're doing this shit for free? No, of course. Luckily, there's enough advertisers out there that you can work with companies that you like and get paid, which is all. That's the great part. When you're dealing with influencers, they want to get people that are legitimately using the products. They do not want people that are lying about it. I have meetings with every one of these advertisers. They make you use the products. They do. It's not literally every single advertiser. They want to know that you're legitimately using it. And if you're not legitimately using it, it comes through and they stop advertising with you, period. No questions asked. So I know people had questions about Kratom. I'm not advertising Kratom on the show anymore because there was a question there.
What is Kratom?
Awesome.
Heroin.
Sounds like a brain basically teaser
heroin.
Thing.
Yeah. It is heroin. It's fucking great. That's why. I mean, I didn't feel comfortable. And then I was finding people were, there's like overdoses and it's questionable.
I read that and I was going to send you that article to make
No. People sent it to me. They were paying. Like Kratom, people. By the way, pays more than most advertisers because they know it's a fucking drug.
Don't create or hate. Right?
I'm not in the business of trying to fucking just show whatever product to you guys. Yes. If you guys think that this isn't good, let me know. If you've had a bad experience with it, let me know. But I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to connect the dots to go, like, I'm not going to work with this advertiser. And I just, because the terms of service, I feel like if you read any terms of service for any company, you're going to run into those same things where the companies are protecting their ass. Because if somebody puts a bullet in their fucking mouth after talking to a BetterHelp counselor, BetterHelp doesn't want to get sued. Simple as that. And that's literally any company built online. What,
they have that line specifically in the terms of service. If you're thinking
somebody
about...
puts a bullet in their fucking mouth.
Yeah, exactly. No, it says if you're thinking about committing suicide or committing harming yourself, that basically it's a medical emergency and you should call 911.
Yeah, this is, they're covering their ass completely, and they should cover their ass. I mean, what are you talking about? Like, you know, if you, I'm sure if you looked at the terms of service for a dental company, right there, I'm sure there are, you know, similar apps or similar websites to hook you up with a dentist. If you read the terms and service, I promise you it's going to say, we can't guarantee you that this is going to be an accredited dentist, you know, based off of whatever. If you find out that they're scamming you, this isn't going to be our issue. That's just the way it works with these companies. So I think you should read your terms of service for anything. Anything.
Wait, what is a Skype dentist going to do?
Help you
brush,
take out your own tooth.
You know what I meant. But I just think, and once again, I'm not even defending him, because I want to do more research. And if there are fans of the show, not just people that want to fucking write shitty stuff, let me know. And you'll, I promise you, if I find out the company isn't a good company and they're not actually doing good things for people, I wouldn't work with them. Simple as that. There's no reason to do it anymore.
Yeah, this is a business and we respect our sponsors. Can we rate that girl?
Yeah,
again?
Where's she at? Bring her in here. Where the fuck is she?
I love my therapist. But it's hard to find a good one. Like, I didn't like this one guy because he had too many plants in his office.
Too many plants in his
office?
Too
many plants. There was like 40 plants.
Wow. It's a really good story.
He was a creep.
No, you're, yeah, that was a
that's
good
not
story.
Crazy at
that
all.
That was a good story.
I
was just trying to break the monotony of
I'm
another fucking...
I'm seeing her later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring her... Candace.
Bring her back in. How was... there we go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, dude, every time this comes on, I'm just like, God fucking damn it.
Get in here.
It's great branding, because you hear this it, and good. You know whose music it is. Mm-hmm. It's like Hulk Hogan. It's like,
looks,
oh, shit, they're coming. They're coming.
She looks refreshed, like she's been on vacation.
I'm telling you, she's starting to like it. That's what happens. Carl, this is what fucking happens. We take your girlfriend sexually over and over again. Here, pull her gag out for a second. How was Shannon? How was Shannon?
Someone help me! Help! Call 911! This isn't a joke! This isn't
there
a
we
joke.
Go. All right, take her out of here. Take her out of here. There we go. Take her out of here. Go. Get her out of here.
She'll be fine.
Shannon, Shane, are you going to have a turn yet?
I was like that my first
no.
time.
It's true. You're not going to have a turn? Come on, Shane. Grow up,
all
dude.
All right, fine.
Be a team player.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Dude, you know what you do? Just go to the bathroom at one point.
What are you
saying? You got to go take a piss.
With your dick.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
She's the best. Can I get another coffee, please?
Can I have some water?
Please, thank you very
much.
All right, really quick, let's talk about OpenFit, which is such a great way to get in shape. If you guys don't have time to get to the gym, which a lot of people don't, you know, getting through the city in traffic, getting through any city in traffic sucks. Taking the extra half an hour, 45 minutes, hour to get there and back, it adds a lot, okay? And that's a big excuse why people don't make it to the gym, is it's time, okay? This is super convenient. OpenFit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit, and puts it into a simple streaming service that you use right from your computer, your smart TV, your phone or tablet. They have so many different workouts. They have dozens of different trainers, hundreds of different workouts, you know, celebrity trainers. Hunter McIntyre was named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes. Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar. So if you guys want to have some fucking hot abs, you want to go do some bar classes, boom, you could do it right in your living room.
How sick would it be if I didn't work out anything but just had abs?
Just like, abs.
I looked exactly the same, and then I just lifted my shirt, and it was just fucking abs.
They can sculpt your fat into abs now. I saw that. There's a new thing.
Yeah,
they literally plastic surgeons.
I'd just be covered in abs.
Everywhere.
Every single part of it.
It's just a metal grill that they hold against you really hard.
But I got to be honest with you guys. It's such a convenient way to do it. I go on the road a lot. This is a great way to get workouts in while you're on the road as well. What you do is right now, if you text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030, 303030, you get a 30-day free trial of OpenFit. All the classes, all the personal training, all the nutritional advice right at your fingertips. Just text the word REAL to 303030 and try the free trial, okay? Once again, that is the word REAL to 303030. Send that text right now. Get a free trial. Enjoy OpenFit. All right, let's get back into it. What is this story about herpes at Coachella?
Oh my God, I heard about that.
What happened with this?
Everybody's passing it around. There was like over 1,000 cases.
Yeah, I think it was a huge spike in herpes cases.
It was like
Coachella,
herp alert or something.
Like, yeah, I want to say like 1,100 people.
Yeah.
1,100 people after Coachella. So how much are they fucking at Coachella?
Good.
Lots.
I'm glad that happened to them.
Me too.
Get out of the way. That's what I say.
I'm glad that happened.
I wish I had herpes so I could have the freedom to not have to worry about it. That's the biggest thing in the world. Because I would, I'm dead ass. I would just go raw every time after that.
I told that gives it.
It's
to
also
them.
Curable. You just have to eat right. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Dr. Sebi has
somebody's got herpes. Right. Somebody in the room's got herpes.
I heard about like that.
It's not when curable.
When you eat like died. Sugar cubes and hay,
you have to. No, it's the.
is your herpes doctor when, online?
When Nipsey Hussle died,
is BetterHelp giving you herpes?
She got her doctor from BetterHelp.
I follow a lot of holistic health. I follow a lot of his holistic health accounts on Instagram. And when Nipsey Hussle died, there was a big controversy going on that like part of why they thought he was killed because he's following Dr. Sebi's research. And Dr. Sebi was this doctor who actually like he proved that he could get rid of AIDS and herpes and a bunch of other diseases. And he like won his own court case and like he was just continuing his research and his studies.
What's funny about
all,
that?
Your diet
I literally
so
stopped paying attention.
I know, I know.
I've heard that theory, and it's funny because like Nipsey Hussle, I think got killed in a gang related, like another black dude shot him.
Right,
I
then there was another controversy that like,
well, actually,
oh,
yeah,
they,
I guess they would.
Made that guy never mind. Shoot him. Yeah,
I was about to talk myself into an incorrect statement. I was about to be like, I don't think the government would use a black guy to kill another black guy.
Yes, they would.
And I was like, oh yeah,
yeah.
What they do that?
What is he, Captain America?
Oh come the
hell
fuck
yeah.
on, man.
What?
Ruiner.
So you know.
Well, herpes, yeah, she's right.
The herpes.
I'm
thing.
Right.
Nipsey
Thank
Hussle
you,
cured herpes, so a blood where, from Compton shot him.
Where are people fucking at Coachella? Like, what are they? Do they have tents?
The government has to train people to shoot sideways.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand where people would fuck at Coachella.
Well, it's all luxury tents, kind of like remember the plans for Fire Festival. Like that's what Coachella actually looks.
How much
like.
Is a ticket to Coachella? Why do people even do this? It seems like the douchiest thing in the world, right? You go to Coachella, it's there's not even music. It's just they go, we're gonna just do every type of music. Why not, right? Anything that's popular, we fucking love it. Bizarre. Like I went to Ozfest as a kid, but it was because it was fucking awesome, badass music. Every time.
Who doesn't want to be in the sun in a tank top?
The Cheapskate is $3.99 for general admission. This is the Cheapskate package. Oh, this is okay. This is the average cost is $1,000 if you want to play it really
included
cheap.
With all of them.
If you want to splurge, whoa! What is a splurger? Weekend VIP pass.
So it's $400 for general admission, $900 for a VIP pass.
And what are they paying?
It's like
for?
Skankfest.
a one-bedroom casita through Airbnb. But that, yeah, no, that's an Airbnb.
At Skankfest, everybody gets herpes from the same girl.
I bet you that's a business in itself, just buying apartments near Coachella.
Yeah.
It's such a popular thing that you could probably make all of your rent in that weekend. Where is Coachella at?
California. There was a woman in the town of Coachella who finally got arrested because she was caught throwing out puppies, newborn puppies.
I did see
in a
that.
Dumpster.
I did see that.
They arrested
why
her.
Did they? Why did she do that? She just didn't want them.
I assume she was just like some white trash hot mess who like didn't want to take care of puppies.
But she was at Coachella with the puppies.
I think she was a townie.
Okay,
was a Coachella
woman who allegedly
townie.
Threw seven newborn puppies Aww. Into Southern California dumpster. Let me see.
Her name is Deb.
Let's see.
Oh, they have a little video.
Three awesome things to do.
Number
one, kill seven puppies.
I don't know if this is the right video.
Yeah, it's not the right video. This is just some auto show video.
There she is.
A woman in California was caught on surveillance allegedly tossing a bag containing seven puppies into a dumpster.
Aww.
After discarding the 3D old terrier mixes, the woman drove off animal services.
Kind of looks like our victim.
The puppies are fine, by the way. I checked on them.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yep.
Shortly after being abandoned,
they haven't been doxed yet.
Spotted.
They haven't been doxed.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So a homeless guy was rummaging through the dumpster, and somebody had to wrestle the puppy out of his hand before he ate it.
Yep.
Wow, the puppies
were left in the sun.
90-degree heat, wow. Yeah, they were just going to bake to death in a dumpster.
What a dumb cunt.
An Asian would have smelled that.
Yeah. Oh, somebody made delicious food in that dumpster. Yeah, I like it.
Somebody threw out their leftovers.
Oh, I just very delicious. Delicious lunch.
Dude, I saw a Asian dude on the way here on the subway that he was wearing a Georgetown Hoyas hat. So it was a bulldog face. And then he had a bulldog face. He had a fucked up. He was like,
yeah.
It's pretty great. It's really he was wearing racist. A hat that matched his face.
I like it. I like it.
Pretty exciting stuff.
A bulldog.
Boo.
Yeah.
A boo-doo. A boo-doo.
We got to get you a Denver Broncos hat.
Why? Oh, because the horse? Thanks. Thanks a lot. I love Denver. I love Denver. That's why.
Oh, shit. All right, look.
I'm sorry. I'm not being, I'm sorry.
That was great.
Yeah, yeah. And that's it's got me, red basically. Hair, too. I mean, that was basically me when I'm mad. That's
did you know that
like.
It had red hair?
Yes.
Did you nail it that well? Wow.
Slam
nigga. Hold on. Give him a guest attack. That was the best joke that's ever been said on the show.
What?
Oh, yeah. You hated that last episode I did. You had a disclaimer up front. You're like,
it wasn't a good episode.
This one sucked.
It wasn't. It wasn't
episode.
You.
I was so
it wasn't.
Proud of that.
It wasn't you or Zach or whoever else the other guest was.
Probably Canon if it was gay shit.
No. It was. I wasn't good on the episode. We started talking about politics right then. I got annoyed during the show. It wasn't good.
I was. So I the strings on that. I felt good about that. I was like, what did he say to you? What did you say to him? You gonna let him talk to you?
You're
like
the puppet
that?
Master.
I mean, it was great.
The puppet master on that one. But
I'm surprised you didn't sit back and admire that work.
I like being in a good mood on the show, and I like
true.
I like when I'm getting along with
I did
the
feel bad afterwards.
Yeah, was it?
I felt guilty. I was like, why would I just show up and be an asshole?
Well,
like
that's the thing. We get along.
My bad on that. Yeah.
No, don't. But you don't have to apologize at all. You were being funny. But the thing is, I started.
Yeah, but once you guys got heated, I should have shut the fuck up.
It was Racine, that's right. Because we started talking politics. It was bad. Okay. It just got bad. Especially, it went downhill and it got really bad at the end. You were fucking great on the show. The reality was I just was off. You know, it wasn't a great episode. And the truth is me and you get along. So whole idea that like we have this, you know, beef or there's this thing like it's not really like based anywhere in reality. So I don't know. I just didn't. It doesn't for me. It doesn't come. I don't want to be shitty to you. Like legitimately, like I don't want to do that. Like I don't even want to be shitty to like people that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I think that's sort of why I was like I just didn't feel it and it was just fucking shitty. But I mean, me and Shane literally text each other regularly. It's not like a I don't know. It just wasn't.
I don't think anybody has the idea that you and me don't get along.
No,
I think anybody that watches this knows.
No, neither do I. But people do listen to the show for the first time sometimes, and they don't know.
Oh yeah.
So that's where I was just kind of like, I don't know. It wasn't just the best showing, and it wasn't your fault. It wasn't even Racine's fault. I just wasn't steering the ship the way you're supposed to fucking steer a ship. That's the truth, you know. And I let it get away from me. But
yeah, that's fun.
It is fun sometimes.
Yeah.
Listen, here's the thing. We have to do this because we only have about 15 minutes of the show left.
Sorry,
don't be sorry.
I'm sorry, dude. Go back to steering this fucking ship.
Stop.
Are you sorry for calling me a Bronco?
No. That was the greatest joke that's ever been told on the show. Well, he had red hair. I mean, come on.
It was uncanny.
The same fucking color, the same shade.
Yeah.
Go back. Do a side by side.
That's what I took to my hairstylist. I said, give me this.
Give me the Denver Bronco.
Look how intense that is.
Look at my neck. So strong.
Fucking strong neck, Chrissy.
I got a strong neck. We all know what that's from.
Yeah, dude, if someone could just Photoshop some great tits on that thing.
Love
it. Oh, great.
All right. So you guys got to be sending us pictures with that Photoshop on Chrissy Mayer's body before the end
if
of the show.
Anyone can Photoshop great tits and okay jokes.
Okay jokes.
No, Chrissy's great. You shut your face, Zach. You leave her alone.
I'd rather okay tits and great jokes.
Exactly.
That's what I got.
Well,
yep.
Yeah, that's what I got. Got maybe.
So look, the problem is Doug. I wanted to rape Doug's girlfriend. Okay, from the Who's Right podcast.
Mm-hmm, naturally.
But what we found out was that Doug is a homosexual. He doesn't talk about it. And that's not a problem. I'm not saying that's like a bad thing, okay? Don't look at me like I'm being a fucking hateful person.
I don't think you're
homosexuals
being
are great people, okay? Homosexuals do a lot of really fucking cool things for the world, okay? But I want to bring in his girlfriend and rape her.
on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I found out he's a homosexual. I was like, all right, dude, well, what am I going to do? I'll rape his
boyfriend.
Rape his boyfriend. Doug also, as it turns out, not very attractive. No boyfriend. So what we decided to do instead was we found Doug. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Doug from the Who's Right podcast. Bring him in. This is Doug.
It's Doug. We did what Google and iTunes can't do. We found Doug from the Who's Right podcast.
That's right, Doug. Doug, sit down. Talk into the microphone.
Did he come in with his pants down?
Honey, sweetie.
Doug.
You got to stop the podcast. It's not...
Doug.
This isn't what...
Doug, shut the fuck up, Doug. No. Doug, shut the fuck up. Honey. Piece of shit. I'll put a fucking bullet in your head, you motherfucker.
Please,
you shut the fuck
stop.
Up, Doug.
Please.
I like you. I like you and I like the Who's Right podcast. I'm the fucking number one subscribing member, you fucking piece of shit. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to have a fucking time with your asshole, Doug, you fucking piece of shit.
My asshole's covered in shit now.
Did you rape Doug yet, Harrington?
Of course, sir.
How was it?
It was all right.
Who was tighter, Doug?
He was
or...
gentle.
Shut the fuck up or I will put a bullet in your head, Doug. I like you. You're talented and funny. Who was tighter, Doug or Carl's girlfriend?
Carl's girlfriend at the start.
At the start, okay. But now she's fucking loosening up. You know what? Make Doug rape Carl's girlfriend right now. Go. Go rape her right now! Ooh, better stay hard. Harrington, here, gun.
Be careful with that gun, Harrington. We gotta return it to Kumi at 4.
Where's my gun? Where the fuck is my gun?
Means Zach sneaking bring, out. Bring.
Yeah, one of us will bring it over.
It really is fucking compound media light today, huh?
Yeah.
Doug, fucking Who's Right podcast. I love it.
I wasn't prepared for all that.
What?
All these
the raping,
adult
the gun
themes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look,
this is the Free Speech Network, though. So you can say whatever the fuck you want, I guess.
No, they have the Free Speech Network. We do whatever we want. We're really about action.
True. I really can't believe Compound gets as much heat as they do compared to you.
It's Anthony's real life antics that have spilled over.
True. Yeah. True. When he actually fucks up. Yeah, just his antics.
Just all of his antics. You know? You know, if it was just the words, I think it wouldn't have been that bad. No, and I do fucking love Anthony and Keith the Cop, even though, never mind.
Even though what?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Dude, spill the tea, dude.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I just want to say that. People like to fucking jump on board with the narratives. So look, here's the thing. We promised to rape Carl's girlfriend. We did that. Okay. We raped the shit out of Doug. I'm literally watching through the booth right now. I'm watching Doug raping Carl's girlfriend right now. To be honest with you, at this point, I think it's kind of a love connection. I think they're going to end up leaving and being together after this.
Yeah.
Trauma bonds.
But the other thing is we said we were going to dox Carl as well, right?
Yeah, I have his address and the phone number and everything and his
Beautiful.
Full name.
And his
right
full
there.
Name. Okay, so
it's
first of all,
right
what
now.
Is his full name? Carl Weathers Frampton, 198 Breadburn Avenue, Rochester, New York, 14607. Phone number 585612.
Rochester. Who's going to go to Rochester?
1388. Guys, this is all of his real information. Every bit of it. So this is all of his stuff. In fact, can we get an aerial view of his house with Google Earth, Shannon?
Oh, yeah. Let me try to find it. Hold on.
Yeah. Go to Google Earth. Pull up an aerial view because I want to show his actual home to the fans of this show. Well, that's not very good. Go in closer, Shannon.
Seems
really
salty.
Get in there. Just get in there. I want you to zoom in his actual house, okay, Shannon?
All right, I just got to find the exact
house, please, for the love of God. There it is. There it is right now. Get it really close. Go really close. I want to see him.
All right.
Go into it. Go in there. Get in there, Shannon. There. Oh, what is he? What, is that Carl? What is he doing? Oh, my God. What the hell is this? What is this? This is Carl from the...
Oh,
who
no.
are these podcasts?
Oh, no.
I think so. It's his house.
Bro. What is
no.
he... Are you kidding
Bro.
Me?
Oh
my God!
Oh no, he's gonna dox
him!
No, get away from his tail!
He's gonna dox him!
I don't think he's gonna dox
him!
Oh
no! Oh my God!
Ew.
I
Ew, Carl.
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 I can't watch it.
You're a fucking, you know, I don't mind. I love his podcasting. Oh my God. And I love his opinions. But actually doxing a goat.
I thought it was a dog. It's not a dog. It's a goat. Okay, thank God. I thought it was weird.
Live on a show. That's too far.
He's really getting goat for it.
Yeah, bro.
He's getting really goat for it.
I can't believe we wasted.
He's pulling it apart. It's goatsy.
We wasted the ISIS music on another bit.
You want to stop this too?
What are you doing, Carl? What are you doing now? This is who he is as a human being, and I have no problem with it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and judge him. Okay, people like their freaky shit. Okay, really good. Now you're zooming a little too far, Shannon.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
Actually, I'm gonna click away from it.
Why, Shannon? He's doing the shocker. He's giving the goat the shocker.
I'm glad you're doing this because I wanted to self-produce my first special also. Thanks a lot for including me on this. I wanted to make sure that I self-produced everything from here on out.
Carl Weathers Frampton of Rochester, New York. That is what he is doing right now. Right now at his home. It's crazy. It's crazy with the technology to go that deep. Google Earth has changed.
Google's wild.
Right.
I mean, that's wild that that's on Google Earth.
Right.
Crazy.
Can you believe that Carl is doing that right now? It's fucked up. It's all fucked up. It's been a really good show, though.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Everyone's sad.
Yeah, this has been one of the best shows ever, okay?
It's true. My bad.
I don't fuck around.
I know you don't, man.
This is, you know, also the highest producer we've ever done.
There's a lot of shit going on. This is a script. There's rapes.
A lot of things going on. Shit. Okay. What else? There's other things. I don't even care about anything else here. This has just been fucking great. Look at all these.
Are you going to try and do another segment after the goat fingering?
That's it. That's all we need for the show. We don't need to do anything else on the show, right? It's been a great one. Shannon, what'd you learn today?
So much.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like...
Not improv.
I'm just thinking.
What'd you learn today, Shannon?
If you threaten rape, you should follow through with it.
Yeah, of course.
Somebody taught you that a long time ago.
Hell yeah. I think we've all learned a lot today, okay? I love the listeners of this show. You guys are great. Thank you for getting my back with the Who Are These podcasts. But they're not wrong. Those guys are great podcasters, and they make a lot of great points. And I'm not going to sit here and disparage the hard work that they do. And I hope they do another. I hope they review this episode. I hope they review my other podcasts. I really do. I think they're great. And if they want to possibly be able to get on the Gas Digital Network, this would be a good time because they're good boys. All right. I want to thank my guests today. Shane M. Gillis on Twitter.
How long ago did we do the script? Probably like 45 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, Lewis's screen is just Googled of the word demure.
Yeah. I thought I saw demure on this and I was like, this could be trouble.
The whole time.
That could be trouble.
I've been letting it settle into my head. I was like, all right. What does modest mean now? It's a whole journey every time.
That's a word you should learn. Chrissy Mayer
on Twitter at Zach is that funny at I am Shannon Lee at what is your dumb thing? Them Harrington at Lewis J. Gomez at Realist Podcast at Guest Digital. This has been a great show. I want to thank Carl Weathers, Frampton's girlfriend, Christina, for coming out and letting us come in her. Also, Doug, you're a loose bitch, but we loved you. You're very funny and interesting. And thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We will be back next week. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.